Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. This is your host, Dr. John DeWitt. And last time we talked about heavy metals and how that can affect your cognitive function later in life. And today we're going to talk about other toxins. Detoxification may be the most difficult part of the RECODE protocol, according to Dr. Bredesen, since there's so many toxins that can contribute to cognitive decline. Fortunately, there are many therapeutics available when it comes to detox, starting with food. And here is a case study with Carol. Carol, a 59-year-old nurse, had been evaluated at a nationally renowned Alzheimer's Center for cognitive decline every year for 4 years. Her initial neuropsych evaluation suggested moderate cognitive impairment. Her MRI showed severe hippocampal atrophy to below the first percentile for her age, and her APOE genotype was 3-4. She was treated with memantine but continued to decline, developing Alzheimer's disease. Not surprisingly, she became quiet and slow to respond, uninterested in reading or engaging in conversation. When her husband brought her to see Dr. Bredesen, he explained that she had type 3 Alzheimer's disease based on her age at onset, symptom complex, and laboratory values, and thus was highly likely to have had some toxic exposure. Tests showed very high levels of mycotoxins in her urine, as well as Lyme disease, and subsequent tests showed the common Lyme co-infection Babesia. She also had high levels of IgG, which indicates hypersensitivity to Cladosporium, Herbarium, Penicillium, Notatum, and pigeon droppings. Her Marcon's culture was positive. Her home ERMI score, this is the score for mold, average for all homes is 0. Her score was 6.7, indicating high levels of toxic mold. Carol began the RECODE protocol, and to address the mycotoxins, she received intravenous glutathione twice per week. With each administration, she showed clear improvement, but by the next morning, she had regressed. She also received cholestyramine and intranasal VIP as part of the Shoemaker protocol for mycotoxin exposure. She moved into a new home, but unfortunately, its ERMI score was 7. She began to spend more time outdoors and in a motorhome. She also obtained a mobile HEPA filter to use when she was indoors. She began to improve. After 6 months, her husband wrote, "Carol is now much better. She's been able to follow conversations and give very appropriate responses. Most noticeable has been a return of personality and social interaction. She worked on CMEs, continuing medical education, and was able to interpret and find answers better than she has in a long time. She was so excited about it that she continued for hours." To get a clue about whether you have been exposed to high levels of toxic substances, you need to start with your history. Have you had general anesthesia? If so, how many times? Do you eat fish with high mercury content like tuna, swordfish, or shark, and how often? Do you have mold in your house, car, or workplace? Do you eat processed or non-organic foods? Have you had tick bites? Do you take any medications? Do you take proton pump inhibitors for acid reflux? How much alcohol do you drink? Do you use makeup, hairspray, or antiperspirant? How often do you sweat? It's an important route for toxin elimination. Are you constipated? Bowel movements are another route for toxin elimination. Do you drink at least 32 ounces of purified water daily? Because urination is a third important way to detox the system. Here's another case study. A man contacted me about his 52-year-old wife, who'd been suffering cognitive decline for 2 years, starting at menopause. She had been prescribed sertraline, which is Zoloft, for possible depression. She had difficulty writing checks, paying bills, and completing sentences. Her PET scan was strongly suggestive of Alzheimer's disease. When asked about mold exposure, her husband said no, well, except for all of that black mold in the basement, but I assume that's not a problem. If you have metal toxicity, especially high levels of mercury or a high ratio of copper to zinc, there are several ways to treat it, such as chelation. A gentler but equally effective method, as noted in the discussion about metal homeostasis last time, is that from Quicksilver called the Detox Cube. If you have toxicity due to toxins from mold or other microbes, biotoxins, as indicated by the tests and values described above, the optimal treatments are somewhat complicated and exposure specific. It is therefore helpful to work with a physician, ideally one experienced in the treatment of biotoxin-associated illness, such as those certified in the Shoemaker Protocol, or functional medicine physicians experienced with biotoxin illness. First, if the tests in Chapter 7 that he mentioned earlier in previous episodes show that you harbor pathogens such as Marcons or mold species, your physician should treat them as described in the discussion above on the sinus microbiome. There are several ways to inactivate and excrete pathogen-associated biotoxins and increase cognition in type 3 Alzheimer's, MCI, or SCI. Intravenous glutathione, which is a powerful antioxidant and an antitoxin, may bring a rapid improvement in mental status, but it typically lasts only a few hours. Nevertheless, twice-weekly infusions can lead to sustained gains in cognition. Alternatively, you can increase glutathione with liposomal glutathione, nebulized glutathione, or N-acetylcysteine capsules. And glutathione is also something here at LA Fitness, they have an IV area where you can get hydrated, and they also offer glutathione. So if you happen to have an LA Fitness in your area, you can look into that. Intranasal VIP, which is vasoactive intestinal peptide, provides trophic support to the brain. It is typically administered once Marcon's cultures are negative. These administrations are often associated with cognitive improvement. Certain foods enhance detoxification. They include cilantro, which is great for heavy metals, cruciferous vegetables, cauliflower, broccoli, various types of cabbage, kale, radishes, Brussels sprouts, turnips, watercress, rutabaga, arugula, horseradish, maca, which is also a great adaptogenic herb for hormonal imbalances, wasabi, and bok choy, avocados, artichokes, beets, dandelions, garlic, ginger, grapefruit, lemons, olive oil, and seaweed. You can increase how quickly you eliminate toxins by binding the toxins in your gut with cholestyramine, or especially for metals, chlorella, which is a really good additive you can add to juices if you go to Mother's or Whole Foods, places like that. It's a really powerful green substance. And by enhancing excretion via sauna, followed by showering with a non-emollient soap, and by urination following hydration with filtered water. The infrared saunas are really great for that, too, to help sweat out all the toxins. Patients with biotoxin-associated illness often improve most when their protocols include bioidentical hormone optimization. Second, after treatment, restore an optimal microbiome by following steps listed above for probiotics for the nose and sinuses. Third, remove the source or sources of pathogens if visual inspection or an ERMI score indicates there are molds in your home, car, or workplace. You have several options. Spend more time outdoors, though obviously there's a limit to that unless you want to become a full-time camper. Alternatively, you can purchase a mobile HEPA filter, such as one from IQ Air. Dr. Bredesen recommends Dr. Richie Shoemaker's excellent book on biotoxins called Surviving Mold for tips on how to do that. So that is just a little insight into how you can optimize your body's health and its ability to get rid of the different toxins that you might have. I mean, we talked last time about how heavy metals are so toxic, and it's not just mercury, but the copper and zinc and some other things like that that are a problem. That's why we recommend in the office that you juice and add parsley or cilantro, which is a type of parsley, into your juicing, because that actually does help to pull out the heavy metals. Just as an aside as well, I went through a pineal gland cleanse that involved beetroot, organic beetroot juice, and that is very high in boron, and the boron helps prevent you from building up calcium in the pineal gland, which happens if you eat any packaged foods or if you're not drinking the best water all the time. And what happens is the pineal gland gets calcified, and then it can't function as well as it's supposed to. And a lot of people don't really realize that. And the neat thing about the pineal gland is it's considered the third eye, and it's not that you're going to, you know, see ghosts or anything weird like that. But what actually happens is it helps you to see more connections to things in your life, different conversations you'll have with people. And then later on in that same day or a day or two later, you'll have another similar conversation. And it's almost like your radar is more attuned, and so you're able to detect when there are similarities in different things. So that I go more in depth into the pineal gland detox and decalcification in the Brain Builders masterclass. It's going to be September 7th. It's going to be 6 hours worth of information. It's going to be every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's going to be an hour long. It's going to be 6 different Fridays. You can register for free still at this point, and the registration is you can go to bit.ly/brainbuilders with an S. It's bit.ly/brainbuilders, and you will get a free cognitive assessment from the Cambridge Brain Sciences Institute as well. And the really exciting thing about that is that it caters to your specific issues. So if you have PTSD, or if you've had concussions, or if you think you might have Alzheimer's, or someone that you care about has some of those symptoms, it'll actually give specific cognitive assessment tests. It's all online. It's a web-based application, but it has specific tests based on those conditions to test to see, you know, where you are as far as establishing a baseline. And the baseline is really important, and I'm encouraging everyone to do that on the very first episode or first class in Brain Builders, because that way you can get a baseline, see where you are, and then after each consecutive class, we'll get all the way to the end, and after you've learned all the things and started utilizing some of the nutritional changes, some of the behavioral modifications, things like that, you can actually take the assessment again at the end of the 6-week program. And I'm working on getting that to be complimentary as well, but I have to work with Cambridge Brain Sciences to see if that's going to work or not. And even if it's not, it's only like $12, $15, something like that. So not super expensive. But then you can actually do a follow-up and be able to tell how much your cognition has improved by utilizing these different things that we're going to talk about in the course. So it's a very exciting thing for me personally, just because I realize that there's a lot of people out there that are caregivers for people that are struggling. And I don't really expect all of the attendees to be people such that are suffering with advanced Alzheimer's or things like that, obviously, because it's going to be online and you have to have a little bit of awareness on how to log in and all that kind of stuff. So I believe we're going to do it through a Facebook group. And so it'll be a Facebook Live. It'll be a series of Facebook Lives that we'll do. And that way it'll make it a little bit easier for people, so you don't have to create a login and all that. It's just a closed Facebook group once you register, and you'll get access to that. And you can watch there. Oh, that's my little puppy, Lucy. But it's going to be really exciting. A lot of great information we're going to share. We're going to have some celebrity psychologists from different professional sports teams and things like that that are going to come in and kind of help explain why we do what we do. And it's just something that I realized that I need to be spreading this out to as many caregivers as possible, because they're the ones that are dealing with this day to day and trying to help the people that they're looking out for. And that way, if they learn new things and better ways to treat these conditions, then especially if they're in charge of the meal preparation and things like that, that's gonna be the source, and they're gonna be the kingpins to getting this out there and getting more people healthier faster. And I'm just really excited about it. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm gonna try to make it as entertaining as possible, and for such a non-entertaining topic, but it's a very important topic. And we need to address this, get this information out there, so that people don't just keep depending on a one magic pill to fix everything. Because as Dr. Bredesen talks about, there is no one magic pill. The old way of thinking of the monotherapeutic approach to one pill fixing everything in this case is not going to work, and has proven not to work for the several decades that this has been going on, and the billions of dollars that the pharmaceutical companies have spent trying to find that magic pill. Well, it's just not out there. So I'm looking forward to it, and we will talk next time about more cognitive boosting therapies.